Joshua Lang's. Joshua Lang, and he is pushed backwards, but they're going to say for momentum. Had stopped at the 40-yard line,
probably
so
close to no gain.
No gain, we'll say. Fourth down, 2 yards to go for the Patriots.
Just goes to show you how physical that defensive line, the Bearcat defensive line, has been in linebacking core as Josh Lang come with a head of steam to that line of scrimmage, and it looked like he hit a brick wall and bounced back about 5 yards as he went nowhere on the play. A big stand there by the Bearcat defense, bringing up fourth down and all of 2 yards now for Coach Lang's and company here. You know what he's doing. He's going for it.
2:22 left in the third. Same formation, T formation. Ugly showing blitz. And it's
fumbled,
and this is not what the doctor called for. And this will be another turnover of downs just after USA did it to Ugly. Ugly returns the favor. And at the 38-yard line, this drive stalls and gives it back to Ugly.
Four quick plays, and the ball goes right back to Ugly. They're basically going to start this drive roughly from where the last drive ended, maybe a few yards deeper, but they have excellent field position now already in Patriot territory, now with a chance to extend this 10-point lead. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left in the third quarter.
USA's covered 2 minutes and 18 seconds and only went over 7 yards on the three and out, which resulted in the turnover of downs. Giving the ball back to the Ugly Bearcats, first and 10 from the USA 39-yard line. Working out the left hash, T formation, 3 men in the backfield. Mychek is under center, hands it off right through the middle, trying to surge his way out to the 35. He does not get that far and stopped to the 37-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile, looks like that would be number 37, Nathan Keller, the 5'6 running back who's a senior. Brought down by Travis Kreiderman, defensive lineman, 6'1", 165 senior. Undersized but well utilized.
And this is where the Bearcats are missing just that little bit of X factor. Derek Brown brings to them that breakaway speed that this team is lacking. Now, Jonathan Brandel, pretty quick in itself, and the Kellers run very hard, but that speed factor to bounce to the outside is not there. That's going to be up to Mychek to carry the load the rest of the way.
They hand it off to the right wing, which is number 27, once again, Nathan Keller.
22, Jonathan Brandel on the right side.
MHSA, it sets up now a third down, 4 yards to go. MHSA over the offseason basically got rid of clipping inside of the guards. I'm going to make a proposal next year that after the running back completes his run, he needs to look at the press box, show him our jersey
for
number.
A split second. Give us a wave.
Second, give us a wave. And then move on back into the huddle. It'd be greatly appreciated, especially with these white jerseys with orange numbers that all look the same. Matt Mychek hands it off through the middle to number 23, Gregory Keller. And he fumbled it at the end of the play. And it looks like USA has possession at the 22-yard line. Number 24, Hunter Bowen with the recovery from the secondary defensive back, junior. Gives the ball back to USA, and all of a sudden, after pretty much a clean game, it's a bakery sale here.
Well, the last couple plays in the first half, back-to-back interceptions, and now we've seen turnover of downs, fumbles, and we've seen everything bad a coach just has nightmares about. We've seen it all here in this second half. 40 seconds left now in the third quarter. USA now takes over again after the Bearcats looked like they were just starting to get a little momentum.
So 16 yards and a minute 32 for Ugly gives the ball back to USA at their own 22-yard line with 41 seconds left in this third quarter. And the handoff on first and 10 goes nowhere fast, and they're going to say he actually may have lost a yard, depending on the spot here, for USA.
Looked like maybe a botched snap there. Looks like Ryan Kine actually scooped it up and tried to advance it to the best of his abilities. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage at best. Second and long coming up.
Second down, 11 yards to go with 8 seconds left in this third quarter, and that will actually, in fact, wrap up this third quarter with USA still trailing Ugly. Ugly on top with 22 points. USA with the only score in the second half of 6 points makes it a 10-point ball game entering into our final 12 minutes of regulation on the WLEW Sports Network. We will return in 60 seconds.
Valley Enterprises, a long-standing manufacturing firm in Ubley, has entry-level production operator positions available. Hours are dependable, consistent, and include options for three shifts. Benefits include health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, Aflac, paid vacations and holidays, life insurance, and referral bonuses. To join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises at 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, located 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Minutes remain in regulation on the WLAW Sports Network. On to the fourth quarter of week number one of the MHSA regular season. USA with the ball moving left to right across the radio from their own 21-yard line, facing a second down, 11 yards to go. They scramble to the right side, near sideline. Joshua Lang with the ball carrying duties, brought down by Jonathan Brandle after a 6-yard, we'll call it a 5-yard gain, sets up a third down, 6 yards to go. Deep in their own territory with 11:35 left in the fourth quarter.
That's one of the longest run plays USA has had in a while. Josh Langs finally gets a little bit of room, gets 5, maybe 6 yards at most on the play, bringing up 3rd and 6 for the Patriots.
3rd and 6 for the Patriots, like Dave said. Have struggled to get a little offensive flair going since their first score of the night. They broke free for a 67-yard scamper from Tanner Foley to start the second half, but nothing since. Back to pass. Kind nearly gets it intercepted as number 76, Adam Grifka, stands up tall like a strong redwood and swats that one down. And for an incomplete pass, that could have turned out much worse for Ryan Kind. If that fell into wrong hands, now sets a 4th down, 6 yards to go for the Patriots.
Seen a few of your golf shots hit a couple of trees like that, Clark.
That's true. That's true.
The good news. You didn't think you were going to escape a game without one of those, did you?
Well, the beauty is I've only golfed once this year, and I'm getting out for my second time tomorrow.
Oh, well, it's about time.
I know. June, now end of August, I might get a round in right before deer hunting opens up, and then I'll be about it. 4th down. 6 yards to go. Kine is under center, and they're going for it. End around, number 24 coming around, Hunter Bone. He has the first down. He's down to the 35, across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. A beautiful play call for Tyler Langs on 4th down, converting and keeping this possession alive.
I just was just going to comment before that play was snapped. Neither Tanner Foley nor Macklin Gettle was on the field there, so a totally different look by Coach Langs. And again, he is very good with formations, mixing things up, and he does exactly that and gets a big gain of 12, maybe 13 yards on the play, and a little rejuvenation now here in the Patriot offense. They get a 1st down here in the fourth quarter.
10:45 left in the fourth quarter, 22-12, USA on offense, and they hand this one off right up the gut and nothing going at all. And they're going to say forward progress has him stopped right at the original line of scrimmage. Out of that bottom of the pile is a blue jersey somewhere, and that would be number 2, Joshua Lang, brought down by Adam Grifka.
That's those big defensive linemen of the Bearcats, whether it be Adam Grifka, whether it be Aaron Klama, they've plugged up that hole all day long. Josh Langs again getting the carry up the middle with nowhere to go. 2nd and long coming up for the Patriots.
2nd down, 10 yards to go from their own 43-yard line. 1st down marker is inside of the territory at the 40, we'll call it the 47, 48-yard line, somewhere in there. Less than 10 to play in the fourth quarter. Ubley leads by 10 points, 22-12. It's a handoff to number 13 around the left end. Tanner Foley now trying to come back inside, and now we have a flag as he does so. And this will could be a block.